Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Against the Grain. My name is Keegan.
My name is Jenna.
And we do this every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, except last week because it was reading week. And I felt a little weird having started to get into the pattern. I know you just started, but I was getting into the pattern of doing this every Monday. And then it just kind of threw me for a loop because I was like, oh, no, Sunday night. I need to make my show. And then
Yeah, definitely.
Today is actually a bit of a special show because it's the first time I've interviewed people within Radio Laurier. Jenna 2 weeks ago and then some other guys. Three weeks ago. But today I had a pre-recorded interview that I did on Saturday when we were in the studio with a band called Antisocial Surf Club. These guys were awesome. I know them through one of the guys in my band, and they were really, really fun to talk to. And Jenna hasn't heard this interview yet, so you're in for a surprise too.
I know, I'm excited.
You ready for all the Office memes?
Always ready.
Okay. So it's pre-recorded. We did this on Saturday night, so I'm going to get that started right now. Hopefully everything works as planned, because I only did a minor test on it before, so I'm hoping that nothing got corrupted or anything, because, you know, media likes to do that sometimes. So we're going to kick back and hopefully relax while we listen to these fine gentlemen and myself talk about music and everything that we possibly can unrelated to music. So let's give it a shot.
All right, so what's going on, everybody? I just segued probably from the live show because I've never done this, and I am absolutely losing my crap right now, so that's good.
You're doing good so far.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have very... Yeah. Just need a reminder every time. So today we have some special guests. Again, I've never done this in the history of my show, which has run for only a year, so it's not really that surprising. They are from Kitchener.
Yeah.
Everybody's from Kitchener?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'd get offended if everybody said in my band that we were all from Kitchener and I'm from Waterloo, so...
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so, you guys can leave if you need to leave. I understand because I'm from Waterloo. Bougie. I get it. Anyways, our very special guest today, they're from Kitchener, and they're called Antisocial Surf Club. They have been around for...
Yeah, 2 years.
Two or three.
Almost three, I think.
Yeah.
Like in December, it'll be three.
Yeah.
Did you guys all know each other? Well, I know two of you are related, but... from high school or...
Yeah, we met in high school, Matt and I.
It's love at first sight.
This is Bennett.
this is Bennett. Now you guys are just messing me up. And then your fourth, who is not present today, is...
Zachary.
Zach, and he is at school because he is a loser?
No, he's working full-time growing weed in Niagara.
Because he's a loser.
Okay, good to know. Hey, it's legal this week, so...
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah.
He's finally about to go legitimate.
It's not going to be illegal anymore.
He can take it out of his basement now.
You guys...
trading.
Yeah. You guys play a kind of an interesting style of music, something that I really appreciate, but not a lot of people, I guess, would be as... How do I put this?
How do I put this lightly?
No, because
I don't need to cry on my
It's a lot harder, and I think you guys know this too, is that the mainstream radio and everything like that is dominated by hip-hop, rap, everything like that. So yeah. Being a rock band is not hard enough, but it's different compared to what everybody else is doing right now. And you guys kind of have a sort of a genre of vibe where you're more like an indie. I read your Spotify bio, which I was laughing so hard at. It was the kind of indie, kind of punk, hopefully you like us sort of deal. I just thought that was really interesting. Besides that, what would you guys classify your music as being? Because it's very, like, I found it, the way I describe it is like a mix of, like, Sublime and Neck Deep.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
kind of like
I
a
I've
mix between that.
Yeah.
What would you say, I guess, Bennett, if you want to?
We're like a beach-themed band.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, we're kind of like rock and indie.
I don't know how much the beach actually influences the sound, though.
That's why it's themed.
Yeah, it's more of a theme. Yeah,
I mean,
theme
your,
than a genre.
Your first album isn't called anything related to a beach, so you know.
Yeah, beach closed.
Yeah,
that's the most opposite to a beach you can get.
Yeah, it's not about an actual beach. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's the lack of.
You guys also just put out an EP in June, July,
yeah.
Something like that?
June.
June, yeah.
June.
Yep, June.
And I can't pronounce it. I have it written down.
Dude, what do you think?
Do your best.
Do your best. Spell it out. Sound it out.
Fergoneta?
Oh, that's close. Fergoneta.
Fergoneta.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
It's Spanish for van.
Now, why did you now if you don't mind me asking, why would you choose that as just I'm just curious, artistic.
Well, we came up with a logo for our album, and it was a beach van,
yeah,
you know, like the surfer car with the surfboard on the top kind of thing. Yeah. And then what did we just like Google?
We just kept Googling words until we found one that sounded cool.
Yeah,
I think that's the way that most people name their music. It's actually not a bad way to go either, because then you're just not naming your album Van, and that's always a plus.
Yeah.
So I kind of like the little mystery behind it. It's always cool, I think, when bands, artists name songs or albums or
after deep meaning whatever. Like Van.
Yeah, deep meaning like Van, or just words that seem cool and.
Sounds cool, too.
You go from there, right?
We were going to name our next EP Camioneta, which means van in Spanish also.
Can you just name every single album or EP that you have van in a different language?
That's what we're trying, yeah.
Honestly, that's the dream.
which one blows up first? The one named in Russian, in English, Spanish?
Let's not get racy.
Yeah, okay. No comment.
Yeah, no comment. I'm just
asking. So on your first album, there's a song that I really liked. I noticed it wasn't one of your the top five in Spotify or whatever, but I thought it was a really good pop punk song in relative terms.
Yeah.
Intersections. I thought that was a really, really solid tune. I'm just wondering, because it felt like it had a different vibe than the rest of the album. Whereas I'd say most of the album seemed pretty upbeat and, you know, I guess beachy is the best way to put it, really.
Yeah.
But that one was kind of a different approach. Would any of you have anything to, I guess, say about that song particularly?
I'd agree. That one's actually an old one. We recorded it as a different band, like just in our basement. And then that band broke up and we wanted to keep the song.
Right.
So it's kind of from just like a different era of our music. And it was...
It actually used to be a slow song.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It used to be a really, really slow song.
It used to be even more different than it is now.
Really?
And I don't know. I think we just got bored of playing it that way after so long. So we just decided to speed it up, see how it sounded. And it actually sounded pretty good. So that was the new way of doing it.
Although it's still one of our like more chill songs.
Yes. It is, yeah. But yeah. I wanted it to sound like Semi Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind. That's totally... Once we said we're going to speed it up, I was like, all right, we're doing it like this.
Yeah. See? All right, that's the first bit of the interview there. We're going to play a song from Antisocial Surf Club. It's called Josie's Talking. Later on in the interview, they request that I play this one particularly. So we're going to play that one real quick for you and then go back into it. Josie's talking to me. Josie's talking. Josie's talking to me. Interview with them. Well, I guess we're not doing it right now, but we did an interview with them, and they're releasing some pretty solid stuff. Ferganetta was the EP that they released back on June 22nd of this year, and that is one of the songs from that little album. So, what do you think, Jenna?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It's almost nostalgic without being nostalgic. You know what I mean? It sounds older than it clearly is.
No, it's definitely got that. And I know I was joking with them how it, you know, it's harder to make a particular sound, and they're saying, you know, don't even know what I was saying actually. I lost my train of thought halfway through that, but no, they have a really distinct tone, and I really like it. And my favorite, well, the whole song is great, but I really love the guitar tone in that too. Hopefully, the guys are listening, and they know that I appreciate good tone.
Yeah, so. Well, definitely, he has such a distinct voice, and
that
then
too, yeah.
You know, and then yeah, the little guitar riffs in the back they're really cool. They're well thought out.
Yeah. Yeah, really solid tune from Antisocial Surf Club. We're going to play another one later on. We're going to get back to the interview for now, and then we are going to play something from Everclear and then John Lennon. Jenna picked the music this week.
Yeah.
I gave her the honor.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
With the John Lennon token.
Well, that's your signature, right?
Exactly.
Okay. I'm glad we got that down. Anyways, back to the interview now, and we will see you in a few minutes.
In BPM, everything, yeah. What are your influences? Because I know even when we look at...
No comment.
Yeah, okay. Even when we kind of analyze, you know, our own band, it's hard to pick one or two bands that define kind of, I mean, granted, we also don't have anything released or recorded, but when we, so I mean, it's kind of a different feel, but when we look at it, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, you know, a lot of bands, for Blink-182, for example, Tom DeLonge would say, like, you know, The Cure, Fugazi, and I don't know, I forgot the third one. But there's some core influences where if you look at those sounds and you listen to those bands,
you can obviously tell where they got their sound from. What, if you can, what would be kind of the top two or three bands that would influence the way you guys either play or the way you guys sound?
I think we can't deny that Green Day is a pretty big sound we have, because we get told that every 5 seconds.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, that's a regular comment we get. But for a second band, I don't...
It's kind of weird because we all personally listen to different music.
Yep. Yeah, like, yeah, don't ask me because...
Yeah.
Because I'm the drummer and I don't matter.
Exactly.
Like,
I feel it.
I'm pretty heavily influenced by the Strokes.
Yeah, okay.
I listen to a lot of them. And then... Also, Blink-182 is another huge influence of mine. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I think it's actually interesting that you say Green Day and Blink in the same influence sentence, because I know there's a lot of hostility between those two fan groups.
Which is weird. Like, grow up. It's so old.
Yeah.
Right?
They're not competing anymore. They're both huge.
Not anymore, but Blink's still better.
Yeah.
So... This is kind of a weird question, because I know this is going to be a pretty relative term to local-ish music. What would you say that touring is like? And I say that with air quotes, because I don't know. I haven't actually done enough research to know whether you guys have done like a full-length thing across multiple cities, or have you just kind of gone show to show?
One time we drove all the way to Toronto.
It's pretty far.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, we're pretty serious.
Yeah. I guess you could say we're kind of a big deal. Yeah. But would that be, probably the farthest?
Just like show to show.
Yeah, we do like 2 shows a month probably. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. And yeah. I think you guys played at the Burlington Sound of Music.
Yep.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Fast. What was that like? Because I was down there like, I think a day later seeing Matthew Good play on probably one of the same stages you guys were probably on.
Probably not. We were on the street.
Yeah. No? We were part of Street Fest.
Yeah, so...
Which, honestly, for us, I think it would probably be better.
Yeah.
Because then we get all the traffic walking past us.
Yeah. Everyone going to see a good band. Yeah. It's like, oh, these guys are okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're just going to go off and do it, yeah.
But, no, we met a lot of people and that way, and there's people who want to take pictures with us, which was pretty neat too.
Sweet.
Okay. I think it was a better spot for us because we got a lot more people looking at us that way.
Yeah.
And we had like actual fans
that
we met through the band, not just our friends kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
One that you mentioned, kind of the, I guess friends is a pretty general topic, but I've been paying attention in the past like week and a half, and I think it was either this morning or last night, you guys posted a picture of one of you doodled something about your fan from Australia.
Oh, yes.
And I just thought that was the funniest thing ever. Would you mind explaining that real quick?
Yeah, so, you know, like, Fan Art Friday is, like, a thing on Instagram. Yep. And so we don't really have a lot of fans who draw stuff for us. So we started drawing pictures of our fans for Fan Art Friday.
That way you can hopefully get some return.
Yeah,
and then, you know, just...
Hopefully it brightens their day.
Yeah.
Did they get in contact with you and say, like, oh, this is how I found you? Or are they just like, hey, you guys are really cool, I'm from Australia. So.
It's kind of 50-50. Like, some of them are just like, oh, like, stumbled upon on Instagram or, like, you know, anything like that. Or, like, a friend of a friend told me. Or, like, Spotify. I guess you can kind of find anyone that way. But I forget what the question was.
How do they find out about it?
Spam follows work really well for that too. Yeah, that's a good one.
But we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
We don't do that.
We're good Christian boys. We just
you earn all your natural, followers. Baby. You earn every single one. Yeah.
Non-GMO followers.
This body it was not made by spam followers.
Just bots. What would you guys say? Not related at all. What would you guys say is the best show that the most fun you've had doing a show in the past, I guess, 3 years?
I want to say Sound of Music Fest.
Yeah.
We left with, like...
It was really good.
Feelings all around.
We had this huge banner made up, and I think that was
the first time
we ever used it. So that was cool, and we just got a bunch of new merch. So we had, like, a merch table and everything, and posters. We actually looked like a real band.
Yeah.
We had, like, a lights set up and everything. It was just...
We like booked, like we did everything, right? All the sound was us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, we rented a subwoofer and drum mics and everything. And
it's pretty
it was just all around good. And the people there, like, I don't know, they seem to like us. We had a pretty decent crowd every once in a while.
Nobody said it. We sucked. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
hopefully they just walked away if they thought that. I don't need that negativity.
And even so, we don't need, yeah, we don't need that negativity. There you go.
All right, guys, we're back here. Another couple minutes of Antisocial Surf Club interview from this past Saturday, talking about the Sound of Music Festival and the fun that they had doing that show. Now, we're going to play some music real quick, and then we'll get back to the interview. Jenna, would you like to introduce the next song here?
Yeah, sure. So the first song you're going to hear is The New York Times by Everclear. It's from their 2003 album, so may not be the most popular, but still definitely a diamond in the rough, I think. And I'm going to play in two or one?
Two.
All right. And then Mind Games, John Lennon, totally underrated album and great song from the album Mind Games. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it, and then we'll get back to Antisocial Surf Club in just a few minutes. Also, the Leafs just scored. John Lennon and Mind Games from...
Mind Games.
Mind Games.
Yeah.
From what year?
Ooh, I don't know. You're testing me now.
Sorry.
771?
Okay. Well, hopefully you're right.
Maybe.
If not, you're a fake fan.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably.
Anyways, we're going to get back to Antisocial Surf Club interview from this past Saturday. And we also had New York Times, sorry, from Everclear from...
03.
Okay, 03. Yeah. Oh, I believe you. I didn't pick the music.
I'm confident about that one.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we're about halfway through this interview here. We'll keep it going for another couple minutes. We'll play another song from Antisocial Surf Club called I Will Be Okay, their newest single. And actually, until then, I'll shut up.
I have a series of questions, and I don't know how this is going to work, because usually the past few times I've done it, it's just been one-on-one. So I'm going to go through each person. It's like a rapid-fire question
lightning
segment.
Round.
Oh, it's no. A speed round, basically. So
all right, tag me in.
I'm going to go right to left. I'm going to go Matt, Bennett, and then Nick. And hopefully we can get good answers, because it may not seem like there's a right answer, but there most certainly is a right answer.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Are you keeping score?
No. But
can you,
I will
keep score?
I will hate you less if you answer what I would like you to answer.
I just want to do better than them.
What's your pin number?
I have a feeling this whole genre of music difference is going to come into play here.
No. It's okay.
We'll see.
They're not related to music. Well, two of them are. So other than that, we're okay. Okay, ready? Starting right to left. Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Oh, waffles.
Pancakes.
And wrong. there you go. Red or blue?
Blue.
Red.
Blue.
You can't see red.
That's why it's his favorite.
Yeah.
He's colorblind.
Yeah, the ones I can see, I like them a lot.
It's that you want what you can't have kind of feeling.
All right, well, you were wrong.
I understand.
I just like to point it out.
I see.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
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 That's fair. Cats are pretty cool, though. But dogs is the right answer, but...
They're fine.
They have their moments.
their moments. They can like you when
Zach
they choose to.
Zach probably would have said cats for that, though. He has cats.
Oh, should we answer all of Zach's, too?
Yeah, can we go and answer
Zach's?
Yeah,
you can answer Zach's.
And then he can let us know what he
feels.
Okay,
so sorry, I have to go back through them. For waffles or pancakes?
Zach would have said
his mom makes really good, really thick apple cinnamon pancakes. He would say pancakes.
You don't seem so sure, but...
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Red or blue?
Blue.
I'd say red for him.
We're going to say blue because it's the right answer.
Okay.
You're welcome, Zach.
Cats or dogs?
He'd say cats.
Or dogs.
I mean, had like
they're
four cats.
The thing
he's
is about
like
that
three,
question,
three
that is
or
the
or
only
cats.
Question that it can be both.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah. It'd definitely be one or the other. I know that.
Well. No comment.
Parakeets.
Yeah, right? Beatles or Stones?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Yeah.
He would say Beatles, too.
That's right. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
Yay.
No.
Oh.
Yes.
You two are the worst.
Oh, what
would Zach
say?
Zach would say. He doesn't like pizza.
He changed his mind about that.
Okay, but if he did like pizza.
I don't think he'd be on board with pineapples on pizza.
I don't know.
It's fine if you, whatever you want to do
I think
in your
he
own
would.
House, behind closed doors. But as soon as you bring it out to the public,
you gotta
or just don't admit it.
You gotta eat it out of a paper bag like you're drinking.
Yeah.
I think you would, though. That's my guess.
Socks in bed, yes or no?
No.
In bed.
Yeah, like when you
wait,
have all
socks?
Your covers. Yeah.
Oh, I think you said something else.
No.
Still
no.
You said no?
Wait.
He said no.
I know what you were thinking, but like
rocks?
Yeah, he messed it up.
Yes, that was exactly it. Thank you.
I answered it and then I realized a joke afterwards, and so I just stuck with it.
You can do it now, unless it's just bad timing.
Nah, fuck it. Socks.
Time is off.
No socks. Sorry.
like when you're sleeping or just
no,
general
just even
relaxing.
When you're just both.
No.
Thank you.
So it doesn't matter.
Thank you.
When you're sleeping?
Both. You have to have one answer. It can't be either or.
Well, I'd say no.
These rapid fire questions were really like, take it in.
Sorry,
like,
these are
wait,
very
can you define socks?
What are socks?
Use it in a sentence.
Origin of the word. Batman or Superman?
Superman.
go first.
That's not rapid man. Fire.
Batman. Superman.
You didn't sound so sure about that.
I'm more of a Spider-Man kind of guy.
Honestly,
and
same.
All other superheroes.
Okay, but if I was keeping it DC.
I don't like him.
I don't like him.
Superman. We'll go, because I like red.
He wears blue too, so.
But Batman
wears
red.
Why would you not pick black for Batman? Because that's the one color you can see.
He doesn't have any red.
I know, that's the one color you can see, though.
Dream job.
Rockstar.
Electrical technician.
We're doing it right now.
What? Being interviewed? That's your dream job?
Yeah.
If I could do one thing for the rest of my life, I'd be interviewed.
It'd be in this room.
That's good. Yeah, well, that's fair. And this is going to be the hardest one out of every single one. And you have to pick one. It's like picking a favorite child.
Wait. Dream job of Zach.
Oh. Pot.
Growing weed.
So he's living his dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good job, Zach.
Good. Way to go.
Props to you. We're all here for it.
Second favorite.
No, golf clap's better. Favorite song. You have to pick one.
Someday by the Strokes.
I know. It's very difficult. I couldn't give an answer. You can pick two.
Like We Used To by Rocket to the Moon.
That's obscure.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dead side. Shucks, man. This is hard.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, pick three then. I don't like.
No.
I think it's going
to
be something.
You said we have to pick one.
Yeah, we'll pick
one. I'm trying to be lenient.
Just pick American Idiot by Green Day and let's move on. We'll
Walk the Moon song. Portugal, Walk the Moon.
What would Zach say?
Zach would say Someday by the Strokes.
I don't believe you.
I think you'd say like And Your Bird Can Sing by the Beatles.
Sure. Yeah,
or just like something we've never heard of ever.
Okay. There you go. That's our.
We'll go with it. That's fine. All right, we got about 9-8 more minutes to go in the interview. We're just going to play some music in between real quick. We're going to play something from Antisocial Surf Club right now, which is going to be I Will Be Okay, their latest single. And then what do you want to do next out of those three?
Ooh, probably In Order.
We'll do the other two later.
Sure. Let's do Weightless by C-Spot Run, little Canadian band in there.
Okay, we'll do them first. Is that okay?
Definitely, of course.
Okay, you can't say no. You didn't have a choice.
Yeah, sorry. I know.
Anyways, I Will Be Okay, Antisocial Surf Club, their newest single. Let's give it a go. Weightless by C-Spot Run from 1999, and it sounds like another song. Like the verse. I'm not going to try and do the humming thing that I was doing before. I definitely recognize the song. Not a very well-known song, it seems, but pretty cool. Like, I know it.
So, yeah.
I just don't know.
You know it in your heart.
Yeah, there somewhere, hidden amongst all the other crap.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got about 10 minutes left of this interview. We're going to get through that. We're going to play something by...
The Faces?
I think Faces.
Okay.
Okay. Let's and then we'll do something by The Faces, and then we're also going to do another tune from Antisocial Surf Club. I totally forgot what it's called, and I feel really bad. Okay, a little less unhappy. That's what I'm going to play right after that, and that will probably be the closing song, but if we have time, we're going to play All the Young Dudes, which is a Bowie cover from...
Mott the Hoople.
Is that the one-hit sort of...
Kind deal? Of, yeah. Bowie wrote the song for them, kind of. Yeah. That was their whole career, really.
Well,
thanks, Bowie.
At least Bowie wrote a song for you.
Exactly.
I guess that's good. Anyways, we're going to play the interview now. It gets funnier. Surprisingly. I know. Weird, right? Now shut up.
Didn't really have anything else planned, but can we do that rapid fire office thing we were doing before? You guys just kept doing random office quotes. I know it's like really weird, but it was just so funny. So if we can just go right to left and do that, that'd be great.
Okay. Oh man,
you got it. Sorry. I'll give you 10 seconds.
Just wait.
Just start off, just quoting The Office. Nothing offensive, though.
Ryan started the fire, but the world was burning, the time was turning. Ryan started the fire.
You cheated on me after I specifically asked you not to.
Beats, Battlestar Galactica.
And I don't know. It's Bears.
Beats.
You messed it up. Out.
Eliminated. Out.
Too much pressure.
Why do you do the things that you do? Why are you the way that you are?
How are you not murdered every minute?
There was
Michael.
So what? I wake up 15 minutes before I have to turn on the griddle and put some bacon on it and go back to bed. So then when I wake up to the fresh smell of bacon. What's wrong with that?
One more.
Sometimes I just start a sentence and I don't know where it's gonna go.
And I pick it up somewhere along the way.
Never do anything. Not even if they ask you.
Ever.
Ever.
No matter where you are.
Or who you're with. Ever.
At all times.
For any reason.
For any reason.
Whatsoever.
Ever.
ABC? Yeah. That's always be closing.
All right. I think we got quite a few there.
Favorites.
I I can't even remember all the ones we did now. All
right, do them again, guys.
I think we did them all.
I think we just quoted the entire 10 seasons of The Office.
We're done. Yeah. What was I going to say? I'm going to cut that part out.
Can we ask you questions?
Cincinnati.
I ask the questions here.
Okay. He just asked the question.
I just asked you a question.
Wait,
you
how much?
You answered it.
Damn it. Well,
don't edit this one out. Let that go on air.
First of all, I want
everyone
that
needs to see that or hear it. You can edit that out, though.
Man, my good joke lost this moment. But it was that scene from The Office where Dwight's interviewing everyone for pot because he found half a joint in the parking lot. Oh. And Jim's like, Dwight, you called me in here. You said I would be conducting an interview. How much pot did you smoke?
Or when Creed goes in and it's just like, what is this? And he's like, oh, that is Lyticus sativa legitimitis. And he's like, oh, no.
It's pot.
All right, guys. Do you want to plug your social media, do all that fun stuff, or say cool stuff about the band? Now's your chance.
We're Antisocial Surf Club.
Follow us
at Antisocial Surf Club.
Instagram.
Is that spelled with an I?
Yes. There is an I in there, yes.
Is there a Y in that?
No.
No. Wherever you'd expect
the all correct the letters letter to are be, right where you expect them to be.
That's where they are.
Just Google search into Instagram, Antisocial Surf Club, and you'll find our Twitter handle.
But what if there's an actual surf club?
Oh, there's not.
There's just a lot of antisocial
people.
We've
extensively checked.
We Googled it.
I feel like that's the first thing that every band does when they're trying to come up with a name is just Google. Okay, who has this or who has anything even related to this?
All right, it's not in the top five Google searches. We're clean.
We're good. Anything else you guys want to throw in there? Talk about your EP real quick or tour, quote unquote.
We had an EP, released it in June. It's on like anywhere where you can hear music, hopefully on the radio soon. I mean,
Keegan.
Oh, you look me?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
new single.
We just released a single and a music video like a month ago.
Yeah, music videos exclusively on Laurier Radio.
Okay. And then, we'll go with it. Yeah.
We're going to be coming out with another 3-song EP in the new year.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere around there.
Sometime in the future.
Do you have a theme? Is there a theme for it? Beach?
Beach, yeah.
I feel like that might be a common thing for you guys.
Yeah. We kind of dug ourselves into a bit of a hole.
It's weird. I've never even been to a beach in my life.
Yeah. Somehow I don't. Okay.
But we keep him away.
He's just scared.
It's restraining order.
Every single beach has a restraining order against you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I've got, though. So thank you guys for all coming on.
We
had Nick, Bennett, and Matt, and we missed Zach. Couldn't be here because he is too busy growing weed.
Yeah.
So. Hey, he's got the life, though. So, anyways, I'm going to shut up. This is what I mean. I could talk forever. Antisocial Surf Club, thank you very much for coming on. We will be able to hear this. What's today? The 14th? 13th?
We're all looking at our watches, but
Whatever the 15th is, that's when you're going to hear
it. It's about 7:10.
8 p.m. Eastern is when this will be airing alongside my other commentary. And right after this, I'll probably play one or two songs from this fine band that I have in front of me. Oh, I'm not really too sure what I'm going to play yet, though. So I'm going to leave. Actually, I'm going to get them to pick for me what they want me to play.
Thanks.
I think it's better that way.
Does it have to be by us, or can it be a different band?
Play Someday by the Strokes.
Okay, I'll play Someday by the Strokes. What two songs would you guys like played?
Josie,
and our new single, I'll Be Okay.
Okay, done. I'll play both of those right after this. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody, and we will see you next. Sorry, I lose track of time. Antisocial Surf Club. What do I do with my hands? Yeah, I can't speak. What do you want to do with your hands?
I'm joking. Forget it.
He doesn't know.
I've spent 10 minutes trying to close this out and it's just not working.
He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
It's from a movie. Forget about it.
Anyways, I'm going to stop this now and go back to the live thing.
Okay.
I'll shut up. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
No, you hang up first.
No, you hang up. Can we
add something in?
What do you want to add in?
We have like a contest going on.
I'll put it at the start of the show.
Yeah.
Or at the end of the show.
One.
So we can cut it out and then cut it back in.
Yeah, cool.
Okay, do you want me to do it?
3, 2, do what?
To say the contest.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you say it.
So we have a contest.
Action.
We're currently having a contest on our social medias. If you submit to us a video of you singing along with our song Josie.
Josie's Talking.
Oh, yeah. It's called Josie's Talking.
Not the Gloria Sun song.
No, not the Gloria Sun song.
Or the Blank song.
No, not that one either.
It's our song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we got that out of the way. I'll shut up.
So we're having a contest, and if you submit a video of you singing Josie's Talking to us, we will put it in our music video.
It's not really a contest.
You're right.
If you want to win, you win automatically by entering.
Everybody wins.
You play no the skill game testing you question or anything.
You get a music video, and you get a music video, and yeah.
Okay. You have to send it to antisocialsurfclub@gmail.com.
Yes.
And, we will and that's spelled with an I, right?
Underscores in there?
No. No underscores. Okay. No fancies. Magic. Just antisocialsurfclub. 69.
Just sorry, I don't think you heard me the first time. Just to clarify, it's spelled with an I.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are the regular amount of I's.
The regular amount of I's in the words antisocial surf club, not on your face.
Well, it's two.
Yeah, it's two either way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. I thought there's more.
On your face?
Third eye.
Okay, we're done now. There's a contest. You can answer it. Any social surf club at, wait, is it, there actually a 69?
No, that was a joke.
At gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go now since my band is looking. What do you?
Antisocial surf
But it's spelled, club. Sorry, it's spelled with an I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good.
It is spelled with an I.
I think they're missing.
I don't think they understood that I've been joking this whole time when I say it's spelled with an I. I think they actually thought that I didn't know it was spelled with an I.
That was a funny joke.
It wasn't funny at all.
I thought it was funny.
No, it was stupid, but they took me seriously, and that's how my jokes go.
I guess my sense of humor isn't good.
Obviously, mine isn't either, because I'm the one who made the joke, so.
I think I've been killing it.
All right, we're done.
I'm glad you feel that way.
I was trying really hard not to swear that whole time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Any Social Surf Club. That was the interview we did this past Saturday. A lot of fun. Those guys made it pretty, it's not like they're very hard questions or I was asking like deep things about their personal life, but they made it a lot of fun. And I think that's pretty much, like that's almost all of it. I only cut out a little bit of it. Even parts that I said I'd cut out, I just didn't cut it out because I thought it was too funny. So I kept most of it in there. But yeah, those guys were really great. And I had a really good time interviewing them this past Saturday. So Antisocial Surf Club, it is spelt with an I. It's two I's. It was
thanks
really
for clarifying.
Bad joke. Yeah, thanks. It was a really bad joke, but, you know, I kept going with it anyways. You can catch them on Spotify. I think they're obviously iTunes. Everything they said everywhere where you can find music. So I guess that means everywhere that you can find music. So if you use, like, is Deezer still a thing? Or
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm not too sure. What's that other one? Tidal?
Yeah.
They still have Tidal?
SoundCloud?
Maybe you can find them on Tidal. But I don't know if Jay-Z would like that very much.
No.
And they have a new music video out for I Will Be Okay, I believe. And they're going to be making a music video for Josie's Talking, which will come out some point this year, I think they mentioned. So you can send your videos singing along to that song to antisocialsurfclub@gmail.com. There is no 69 in there. And that that's a contest that you win by submitting something.
Yeah, so everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner. Nobody loses in that situation. Yeah.
Are you going to do it?
What?
Submit the video.
Yeah. Probably. I'll do something stupid and then I'll be in there and that's my 5 seconds of fame.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think that's the term, but it's not a big deal. Anyways, we got about 6 minutes left. I'm going to play another one from Antisocial Surf Club and then we'll close it out with a Faces song while we are wrapping up here. So we'll get to the other one next time, I promise.
Okay.
Hopefully you're not mad at me.
I'm a little sad. It's okay.
Hey, these guys make good music, so we're going to play that, and it was really fun talking to them, and I thank them very much for coming out this Saturday. They are releasing an EP sometime before December or the New Year, around there. Not too sure what it's going to be about, except the beach is all I have to go on, and should be a good little EP, and they make some really great music, some really great guys from Kitchener, and you should definitely give them a listen, give them a follow, Instagram, all the likes, all the love that you can possibly give on any social media. I really need to stop talking. I'm going to play A Little Less Unhappy by Antisocial Surf Club from, oh, it's not, is it from Ferganetta? Or is it just a single? I think it's just a single. I'm sorry. That's my bad. Okay, this is when you're supposed to tell me to shut up and play the song.
Shut up and play the song.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody. We will see you next Monday. We have been Against the Grain. Jenna, say something cool.
Oh, I don't know. Something cool.
Whatever. Bye!
We spent our money on things we forgot about and got dressed up just to leave the house.